KX93.5.
Brian Holst on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Gosling, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. You've been all around today. You drove down from LA. So thank you for coming down here. I have to admit, I've actually been a fan of your music for a while now. I first came across Harvest of Gold through the Yes You remix.
Oh, cool, yeah.
How did that come about, actually? Do you know them, or was that just sort of a, you know, were you looking for remixes and they fit the bill?
Yeah, just looking for a remix, and they were suggested, and I love it. I love that remix.
It's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
I do a kind of an electronic remix type show on Saturday nights. It's separate from what we usually do. I was playing that for quite a while, and then I was very, very happy to see your album in our hands about 2 months ago. Harvest of Gold is the name of your debut album.
Yes.
And it's on the Network label. I love it. I think it's great. And obviously, you are from Australia, from Melbourne, right?
From Melbourne, yeah.
Yes. And we were just talking a moment ago about Triple J, which is like the big alternative radio station out there. They've been giving you a lot of support.
Yeah, yeah.
What have they been playing? Has it been Harvest of Gold, Never Expire?
Yeah, and Big Love.
Which Big
is
Love.
The opening track to the record.
And then it seems like there's the Yes You remix. That must have come out a year ago, didn't it? Or was it a little bit more than that?
Well, my record came out last November in Australia. So it's been out for a little while in Australia. And that's when the remix came out. And clearly been putting out singles since then. And now I get to travel around the U.S. and put out the record here.
Right. So you were mentioning your itinerary. You are in L.A. tonight. You are playing an event called... at Takes Champagne.
Yeah, part of the Culture Collide Festival.
Right, Culture Collide. I've heard a lot about that recently. It seems like they're doing great things.
Yeah, we just played in San Fran with them as well. So, yeah.
And then you have an event tomorrow night at the Echo, which sounds really fun. It's the Aussie Barbecue with a whole bunch of Aussie artists.
Yeah.
So after that, you're going to be heading to CMJ.
Yes.
And for those of who are listening who aren't familiar with CMJ, if you know Billboard magazine for like mainstream radio, CMJ is like the Billboard for college radio. They chart what college radio is playing, and it's for some people who don't necessarily know much about college radio, it might seem really obscure, but it's actually a really important publication, because a lot of record labels and whatnot will be watch what's getting played at college radio and then, you know, sign artists. So the CMJ Music Festival is like this big week-long event once a year in New York where all sorts of up-and-coming and sometimes better-known artists play, and you're going to be heading out. It's kind of like a, for those at home, it's not like a Coachella sort of thing where it's a whole bunch of people. There's disparate events everywhere, so you're probably playing some showcases.
Yes, that's right, yeah. So multiple venues just around that, the Lower East Side, and
awesome. So you are going to be playing a song called Wild Love today.
Yeah.
Want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. This is Gosling, and she's performing Wild Love on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM.
2, 3, 4. Stand apart. I kept thoughts on how to be alone, but now I fear my love for you can grow. Make a noise so I know you're there. Just a touch is enough for me, my day. Take out my strings, play me a love ring, show me a love always. Let feelings flow, tell all you know. Show me you would be the one who could be all that I ever crave. The fire of my wild love. I took some time to come to you, but now I see my love for you can grow. Make a noise so I know you're there. Just a touch is enough for me, my day. Take up my heartstrings, play me a love ring, show me a love always. Let feelings flow.
tell all you know. Show me you would be the one who could be all that I ever craved. The fire out, my wild strings, play me where love brings. Show me your love always. Let feelings flow. Tell all you know. Show me you would be the one who could be all that I ever craved. The fire out, my wild out. The fire out, my wild.
Oh man, I know that we weren't necessarily planning on playing that song, but that is beautiful. I'm really glad that we did. That's Gosling performing Wild Love live in the KX93.5 studio. I guess you'd call that a semi-acoustic version.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, God, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I'm kind of curious. We were talking about Australia a bit ago. Melbourne, you've spent a lot of time there. I know that there's a bit of a rivalry with Sydney, so I can't ask you if you prefer because I mean, that's obvious.
Well, that's
but
obvious, yeah.
It was really funny because I wanted to go down there. I ended up leaving earlier than I wanted to because of family stuff. And once I left, everyone's like, "Oh man, you should have gone there. You would have fit in better there." So
yeah.
I mean, would you say it's more of an artsy sort of community city than Sydney is?
Yeah, definitely. It's got a really strong music culture. And it's really well known for cafes and great coffee.
Cafes and laneways.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of that. A lot of laneways with graffiti art. And the music community there is huge and really strong. Yeah.
And you guys like sports, too, which is a very interesting mix there.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, for some reason, I always hear people comparing Sydney to Los Angeles for some reason. And maybe I understand that... you know, just in terms of the weather and how it looks. But to me, Sydney kind of reminds me a little bit more of like a California version of New York City almost somehow.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of banking, a lot of high rollers.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot for the music side of things. It's a lot where the industry are. And then the musicians are actually in Melbourne.
I might have been, I suppose it might be swayed by the fact that when I was there, I was working at the doorman at the Cartier store down there.
Oh, really? Wow.
Russell Crowe came in once. And
oh,
I was
wow.
Just, yeah. He was nice.
Oh, that's good.
He wasn't the year before, apparently. But, what lies in store for you after you're finished with CMJ then?
Well, then we get to do a show in Philly and in Washington and then head back to Australia.
Washington State or D.C.?
D.C., sorry, yep.
No, fair enough.
yeah, and then head back to Australia and then hopefully come back over to the U.S. again early next year and play some more shows.
Awesome. That would be wonderful. So, thanks so much for coming in. I know that you guys have to get out of here fairly quickly.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. We're going to listen right now to Never Expire.
Great.
Absolutely. Have a great, great time, and thanks for stopping by KX93.5.
Thank you.